the countdown, and the blast-off. The young astronomer, pleased that everyone had boarded in a timely way, asked the delegation to assemble in a forward bay. Said he, "The countdown has begun. I would suggest that anyone who needs to use the pot should run right now and do it." The shrink, a venerable wheeze who had already cut the cheese and everybody knew it, decided he had better go, but stayed so long upon the throne, not having yet resolved his problem with retention, that as the minutes ticked away, all felt some apprehension. With only 14 seconds on the clock, when finally the John was free, McDonald Duck stood up. Shrugged he, "I'm going in there anyway. A duck who makes 12 million bucks a year, and 7 million to be here, should feel quite free to pee whenever he might want to pee. They certainly will hold the countdown till I'm done." Alas, no sooner had he climbed up, squatted, and begun, there came a mighty blast. It wasn't something Sam had passed. It was the spaceship lifting off so fast the duck was pressed against the pot. Oh, well, he still could see, as off they went, God's stellar panoply through that small porthole by the vent. Indeed, just minutes into flight, McDonald Duck could plainly see, as none before him ever had, the Earth and other planets rotating around the sun. Around the sun? Egad! What a surprise! Then there was no sunset or rise? Is this a scoop or what? It clearly was the biggest story man or duck had ever nailed since what's-his-name had sailed from Spain and found the Earth was round. Then, reaching for his microcam, he realized, damn, he'd left the film behind. Thought Sam, well, never mind, I'm not yet dead, I'll use the mobile phone instead. So with the cell phone hid beneath his feathery toupee, Sam sent the word direct to CBA, "Earth rotates around sun." And by the time the gravities that pressed on him had dropped from 10 to none, and he had pooped and pooped again and pulled the chain to flush it on its way, his scoop already had been flashed around the Earth, so that in seconds everybody knew from TV screens and website pages of that journalistic coup that made our Sam a living legend and a duck for all the ages.